Now, well, first and foremost, I would like to thank Honorable Tino Timber for a job well done. But I would also want to remind him that this problem is not a problem on its own. It's a problem which was started by the government, which is the ruling party where he is coming from. And he's starting to see it now, but we saw it long back. The local authorities are incapacitated because, first and foremost, the ruling party saw it fit to recruit political activists from their side. And they started to relax the DNA to people who are on pension, to sit at work and leave jackets in the office and go out of office. And today, things have gone out of hand. It's not the problem of the people who are staying in these suburbs. That is the problem of government. Because when the city of Harare, city of Lawrence, city of Gweru, city of Masingo, whatever city in Zimbabwe, is not funded, you cannot then expect a local authority to take money from the tree. You cannot expect the people who are staying in these residential areas to come and pay to the local authorities when the companies are closing on a daily basis. However, it is prudent enough for residents to make sure that if they are going to dump something outside their houses, it's not advisable to just dump anyway. They have to find a place far away from their vicinity so that they are not going to contaminate a lot of diseases because they are endangering their own life, and especially the kids who will be playing in those streets.
As council, are there any measures that you are taking to hold litterers accountable?
We have done the best we can, but the problem is that, as I said, and already alluded to, we are trying our level best to have these anti-litter monitors in each and every suburb, 100 people, 80 people, just to conscientize people to throw litter away.